Stuart speaking.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, but I've just received this call saying that $299 is going to be deducted from my account. Now, I have not purchased anything on eBay, so I don't know what's going on.
I will let you know, sir, right? Thanks for getting connected with eBay. Right, my name is Fiona Williams. Let me tell you, sir, that we have received an order of a gift card, which is $299, right? And when we checked, we found the order is getting placed from the overseas because the billing address, instead of Australian address, the address is provided over there, Mountain View, California. So as we suspect that this is the fraudulent purchase, which has been tried to make without your permission and authorization, so that's the reason you are receiving this call from us. So we can directly help you to get connected with the cancellation process so you can go ahead and cancel it from your end, okay?
Yeah.
So first of all, sir, could you just tell me that did you ever share your personal information with any of the outsider or any friends in between past 2-3 days?
No.
Okay. That means, sir, they are the bad people from the overseas, those who have been tried to do this illegal activities without your permission and authorization, okay? So first of all, I will be help you to get the blocking ID from the eBay server so you can directly go ahead and cancel that fraudulent purchase, right?
Yeah.
So sir, at the present moment, could you just tell me that what are the devices so you browse the internet, like a computer, laptop or a cell phone, so I can help you to get the blocking ID?
Just an iPad and an iPhone.
Okay, the cell phone which you're speaking with me, is it a Apple mobile phone?
Sorry?
Yes, cell phone which you're speaking with me right now, is it an Apple cell phone you're using?
iPhone.
Okay. Do one thing, put me on the loudspeaker from your cell phone.
You're on loudspeaker now.
And could you just tell me that, sir, you are using Telstra lines and network, or you are using any other lines and network?
No, Telstra.
Okay. Do one thing, sir. Put me on the loudspeaker from your cell phone. And after that, you need to press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see the regular icons and a wallpaper.
What order of press?
You need to press your home button. You need to come back to your home screen where you can see the regular icons and a wallpaper.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, you just do one thing. There will be an application on your cell phone. It is a Play App Store. App Store.
Hang on a minute. Yep.
You need to give a tap on that app store and open that app store.
Yeah, it's open.
Now, on the extreme bottom, can you see anything say search with a magnifying glass? With a magnifying glass?
Yeah, search, yeah.
Give a tap on it.
Okay.
And type over there, Z as in zebra, did you type in Z, sir?
Zebra.
Yes, Z as in zebra.
Wait a minute. Yeah, hit search.
Yes, you need to type on the search bar, Z as in zebra, then O as in Oscar.
Hang on a minute. So I typed in zebra. Now, do you want me to hit search or what?
No, you need to type Z as in zebra, Z as in Zulu.
Yeah, okay.
Only the letter Z.
Okay, got that.
Now, after Z, you need to type O, letter O as in Oscar.
Yep, okay.
Then H as in Harry.
Okay.
Then O as in Oscar once again.
Okay.
Then you need to give a space, then type assist. A-S-S-I-S-T, assist.
Yeah.
Then Zoho. Now, can you see anything is coming up? Zoho assist customer or like that something?
Yeah, customer.
Yes, give a tap on it.
Okay.
Now, can you see over there get or install option?
No. Just go.
Let me tell you, sir, there will be an option in a green color or in a blue color, get or install option. Give a tap on get. And let me tell you, this application will be help you to generate the 9-digit blocking ID from the eBay headquarters, right?
Okay.
So if you give a tap on install or get option,
It's got double click to install.
Yes, you need to give a tap on install.
It's going back to
what comes up, sir? What can you see? You need to tell me so I can guide you up.
Okay, it's got double click to install. And then underneath that, it's got App Store, Customer App, Zoho Assist, Zoho Corporation App, Accounts, humane@bigpond.com, and then confirm with side button.
After giving a click on that Zoho Assist Customer install, right, did you click on install?
Yeah, and it just goes back to the previous page.
Oh, now can you see open anything?
No.
Now what can you see? What can you see, sir?
Oh, you just got double click to install.
You need to double click on install or install that application, Zoho, right? You need to install this application, sir. It will be help you to generate the blocking ID. And when you can see open, just do let me know, right?
Okay, but it's, when I double click, it just goes back to the previous page.
Okay, it go back to the previous page, and what comes up? You can see the only Zoho Assist customer, right?
That's what it says at the top, yeah.
And just below that, what can you see?
It says reckon invoices, create, manage, plus, get in app purchases. Underneath that, there's customer app, live screen, Shari, and then it's got get. And then it's got underneath the bottom, it's got today, games, apps, arcade, and search.
Okay, sir. Click on get.
Which one? The first one or the second one?
Can you see anything says get?
Yeah,
the first one or
in-app purchases?
No, no. Underneath the Zoho Assist customer, can you see Zoho Assist customer? Underneath that, there will be an option says get. You need to give a click on get.
Okay, it goes to App Store, Reckon Invoices, Reckon Limited, offers in app purchases, accounts, domain at bigcon.com, and it's got double click to install.
Can you see anything? Yes, give a tap on install. You can see the install option, right? Give a tap on install.
Yeah, it goes back to the previous page.
Go back to again the previous page?
Yep.
Okay, just give me a moment, sir. Give me a moment, right?
Okay.
Just hold on a moment. I will be just transferred this call to one of my senior, right? He will be helping you to get the blocking ID from the eBay so you can block that fraudulent eBay purchase which has been tried to make, right? So just give
okay.
me a moment, sir. Just hold on.
Okay.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Good to hear that. So I do believe my previous colleague has explained you each and everything regarding this call.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you faced any problem regarding understanding anything? Do you have any questions in your mind?
I don't know what's going on. I have never ordered over eBay, so I don't know how it's got to this. So,
sorry, please come up again.
I've never ordered anything over eBay.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, just, obviously someone's trying to rip me off.
Yeah. Let me explain you the thing, sir. This is a case of an identity theft. Your identity details are getting misused in our platform for doing some fraudulent activity. And for that reason, we put the fraudulent transactions on hold which are trying to be done because without your authorization and your knowledge, we don't want to charge any amount. So, the phone you are talking to me, sir, can you just confirm me which phone you are using so that I can help you out?
Just an iPhone.
It's an iPhone, okay. All right. And are you using the Wi-Fi at the moment or are you using your mobile data?
Just mobile data.
Okay, and which network do you use?
Telstra.
Telstra, okay. Now, at the moment, what exactly you can see on your screen? Please let me know.
I've got on Zoho Assist Customer.
Yes, exactly. Do you see there will be an option that says Get? You need to give a click on Get.
Okay, so what comes up is App Store, Reckon Invoices, Reckon Limited.
Yes, it says double tap to install, right. You need to double tap your button.
Double click to install.
Yes, double click to install.
Which do I hit? Do I hit where it says double click install?
Exactly.
Okay.
Now what can you do?
It goes back to the previous page.
Okay. You do have a power button, right? Just give me a moment. All right. Tap on install. Tap on get once again. Tap on get once again. Have you clicked on get?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is it double tap to install? Double click to install. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, click your power button 2 times.
Hang on a minute. It's just going back to the previous page.
Click on get once again, and double click your power button, okay?
Which is the power button?
The button which you use to lock your phone or unlock your phone. which is on the right hand side, just above your volume button. You see the volume buttons on the left side, and you see the on the right side your power button. You need to double click your power button.
Okay, I did that.
Okay, now what can you see?
It's going back to the previous page. Now it's got open.
Tap on open. It's downloaded. Tap on open.
Okay, now for invoices, would you like to send your notifications?
Click on allow. Click on allow. Yes.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
It's got reckon invoices, easy invoicing, create, send, and manage invoices on the go, create account, sign in.
Okay, it's asking you for your email address, right?
Sorry?
What can you see? Is it asking you for your email address?
It just says create account or sign in.
Click on, okay, look at the right hand side top. You will get to see a cancel option or a cross sign.
No. It's just got reckon invoices.
Okay.
Easy invoicing, create, send, and manage invoices. Create account, sign in. By signing in, you agree to our terms of use and private policy, privacy policy.
Okay. And what are the options you can see?
The options are create an account or sign in.
Okay, click on create, okay, click on sign in once, click on sign in.
Okay, it's got email address or username.
Okay, look at the right hand side top, do you see any cross sign?
No, it's just got email address or username, password, sign in, forgot password, SSO is not currently available, new to reckon create an account.
Okay, please do a thing, close the application and open it up once again.
Sorry?
Close down the application and open it up once again.
Oh, hang on, I lost the damn thing. Alright. I've lost everything, so hang on, I'll just have to go back and... Okay, Zoho is this customer. I'll hit get. Open invoice B. It says create invoices and estimates using skip. So
yes, click on skip. Click on skip.
Okay, now it's got company name, currency, and date format.
Click on cancel.
Cancel.
Okay, first of all, tell me, have you downloaded the Zoho Assist customer? It's a green color app. You have downloaded that one?
Yeah.
Okay, can you close down the app and open it up once again? Close it, remove it from your recent, and open it once again.
Okay, start again.
Yes.
So now it's got the customer app, live screen sharing, guest, underneath that is Zoho, COR view, or
Do you see Zoho Assist customer? It's a green color app.
Is it got two little squares in it?
Yeah, It's a green color icon. It says Zoho Assist Customer. Do you see that?
No, I've just got customer app. The Zoho Assist is actually a blue icon.
No. Do a thing. Click on the search bar. Click on the search bar where you can type something.
Nothing's happening.
Look at the right hand side bottom corner. Can you see the magnifying glass?
Yeah, I am. I'm hitting it, but nothing's happening.
Look at the top of your screen. Do you see a white bar? It says search. Does it say search? Look at the top.
No, at the top it's just got customer app live search, SHARI.
Do you see a bar? It says games, apps, stories, and more. Do you see that bar?
No.
Okay. Now, what are the options you can see? Just read it out for me, sir. What are the options you can see?
Okay, it's got customer app, live screen, SHARI, and got a green box with two white diamonds and a circle, and it's got get beside that.
Yes, you need to give a click on get.
Okay. Now it's got gone back to App Store, customer app, Zoho Assist, Zoho Corporation app.
This is Zoho Assist Customer. It's a green color icon.
Yes.
Tap on get.
To double click to install.
Yes, just like before, you pressed your power button two times. Click that.
Yeah. Okay.
Once you see open, tell me.
Well, it's basically gone back to what it was before.
What can you see?
Customer app, live screen sharing.
Yes. Now, just beside that, do you see any blue circle is going around?
No.
Do you see any open option over there?
No, there's no. No, it's just got at the bottom of Zoho Assist, capital R, remote access to get, or Zoho COR view.
Okay, listen to me. Can you see customer app, Zoho Assist?
It's got customer app, but it says live screens.
You need to give a click on it once. Give a click on it.
Yeah.
Now what can you see?
It's going back to the same. App Store, customer app, Zoho Assist, Zoho Corporation app, account stewmain8@bigcoin.com. And double click to install.
You need to double click to install. You need to double click your power button, sir.
Yeah, I've done that. And it's just gone back to get.
Yes, give a click on get once again. And then double click your power button.
Yeah.
And now this is downloading.
Okay, we've got blues open.
Yes, click on open now. Yes, tap on open.
Okay, now we've got a green. Enter your email ID.
Yes, now look at the right hand side, there will be an option. It says to cancel or there will be a cross sign. Do you see that?
There's cancel, yes.
Yes, click on cancel.
Okay, now it's got add screen recording to control center. First you'll need to add.
Click on allow.
On what?
What can you see? What do you see now?
It's got first you need to add the screen recording option to your SIP control center. Go to settings, control center, or screen recording.
And what is the option you can see? Do you see any options that says okay, allow, any positive options?
No, this is add screen recording to control center. And it's
yes, give a click on allow on it.
It doesn't give that option.
Okay. Do you see any options just cancel or continue? Do you see any cross sign?
There's a cross.
Yes,
gray.
Click on that cross. Yes, click on that cross.
Okay, now it's going back to end the session key.
Okay, now I'm going to give you the session key for the cancellation procedure, okay? Just give me a moment. Okay, now put the session key over here. I'm giving you.
Yep.
It's 765.
Yep.
244.
Yep.
300.
Yep.
8.
Okay, 765-244-3008.
Yes, now tap on get, sorry, now tap on join. Tap on join session.
Yep, happening. Okay, it says all set, start session, assist client, start broadcast.
Click on the last option, start broadcast. Only click on start broadcast.
It says start session, start broadcast. It says start broadcast.
Yes.
Session, really start session.
Yes.
Okay.
Click on start broadcast.
Okay, now it says screen broadcast, assist client, or start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast.
Okay, done.
Now, what can you see?
A red circle.
Okay, now do you see a hazy background? Do you see a hazy background?
Yeah, everything
tap
on the screen is.
Yes, now tap on the hazy background. There will be a blank checkbox. Check in that blank box and tap on allow access.
Allow remote access?
And yes, okay. Tap on allow.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
I'm
and now what can you see? There will be a blank checkbox. Okay? First, you need to check in the blank checkbox, okay? There will be a blank checkbox over there. First, check in that blank box.
Allow access.
Now click on allow.
Okay, start your conversation with your technician.
Okay, now the server has verified your ID successfully. You just swipe up your page, come back to your regular home screen where you can see all your regular apps and icons.
Okay, yep.
Okay, now come back to the home page where you can see all your regular apps and open up the settings.
Open up what one?
Open up your settings.
Okay, wait a minute.
This is settings.
I'm looking for
it. Like,
hang on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah, okay, so it's got settings, then it's got airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth.
Yes,
so
just scroll down the page, you will get to see an option, display and brightness.
Display and brightness.
Yes. Scroll to the top, you're going very down, okay? You need to scroll to the top, you will get to see an option, display and brightness.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. Is that?
Yeah. Yes, click on display and brightness, and after that, you will get to see an option. It says auto lock. Just scroll down the page. You will get to see an option auto lock. Click on it.
Auto lock. Yep.
Yes. Click on it and make it never. Make it never.
Okay, done that.
Yes. So, first of all, we are activating all the securities from our anti-fraud department, so that we can verify from which platform your informations are trying to be compromised, okay? Now look at the left-hand side top corner, you will get to see a back option, you just give a click on that back.
Yep, done that.
Do that again.
Again?
Yes.
Okay.
Now scroll to the top of your screen, you will be able to see your name. You need to give a click on your name.
Okay, done that.
Okay, now just after that, you will get to see an option to name, phone number, email. Do you see any option like that?
Yes.
Yes, tap on that option.
Okay, I've done that. Thinking.
Now, just after that, some of your basic details, like your name, your email address, your date of birth, all will come up. Do you see that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm just verifying each and everything from my end. You just check it, I'm correct or not. Your full name is Stuart Main. Your email address is stumain8@bigpond.com. And your date of birth is 28/12/1953. Are all the information correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So these are the basic information the hacker have used to do some fraudulent activity. Now we have to secure your details at the moment. Okay. Now just come out of this page. Go back to the home page of your phone.
Okay.
Okay. Now the thing is that the hackers are trying to make some fraudulent charges, okay? So, do you check your banking statements on online, sir? Do you check your banking statements on online?
No, I don't.
You don't do online banking with your bank, right?
No.
Okay, we're going to help you out to check your statements immediately so that we can make a report that if you see any unauthorized or unknown transaction, we will be able to help you out. Now,
okay.
Do a thing. Do you see the Safari browser? Do you know the Safari browser?
What is it, sorry?
It's Safari.
Safari?
The Safari browser. It looks like a compass. It's a blue color icon. It looks like a compass. If you're facing problem finding it, I can help you, okay?
Yeah, I can't see it.
It looks like a compass, sir, okay? It looks like a compass. It's a blue color icon. It's a Safari.
Yeah. No, I can't see one.
Look at the bottom of your screen. Do you see a compass icon?
No.
Look at the extreme bottom of your screen. Can you see a blue color icon? Looks like a compass?
Yeah.
Yes, you need to open it up, sir.
Okay.
Have you opened it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Now look at the right-hand side corner. You will get to see two boxes over there. It's a blue color, two boxes. Yes, give a tap on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now look on the left hand side corner, you will get to see a plus sign. Give a tap on the plus sign.
Yes, it goes to favorites, frequently visited.
Okay. Okay. Do you see your bank name over there?
My bank. No.
Uh-huh. Okay, just give me a moment. So, do you do banking with ClickBank?
I had one. I ordered something once, and that was ClickBank was the name they gave. Yeah.
Okay. With how many banks do you have, sir? How many bank accounts do you have?
One.
One. So what's the one name of the bank?
Heritage.
Sorry?
Heritage.
It's Heritage. Okay. Yes. Now look on the bottom of your screen. Do you see a white bar? Is it search?
Search or enter website.
Okay. Now, first of all, do you see frequently visited? Do you see frequently visited?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the options you can see on your frequently visited?
Hang on.
Don't click anywhere. You see what thing? click on the two boxes, which is on the right-hand side corner, click on it. On the right-hand side corner, yes. Now tap on the plus sign again.
Yeah.
Okay, now don't touch anywhere. Now, do you see frequently visited? On the middle of your screen.
Yeah.
On the middle of your screen, do you see frequently visited?
Yeah.
Yes. Over there, what are the options you can see?
One for thank you, S. One for the easy post track. And one for click bank.
Okay. So, do you do banking with ClickBank?
No. But,
Tell me.
No, I ordered some stuff from America, and that was the bank that they used. They said that was the account that would come under.
All right, nothing issue. Now click on the search. Look at the bottom. There's a search option. Click on the search.
Yep.
Yes. Now, you just type the name of your bank you're dealing with. Type the name of your bank you're dealing with. It's Heritage. Yes.
Yep.
Then leave a space and type the word bank. All right, now, yes, now leave a space.
Yes.
Now, do you see your bank name comes up on your screen at the top?
Yeah, Heritage Bank, yeah. Online
yes,
banking.
Click on it. Yes, click on it.
Online banking one?
Yes, click on it.
Yep.
All right, now before we register you for the securities, do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance you are having in your account?
20,000.
Like it's a big, okay, all right. Okay, so it's a big amount, sir, so we have to secure your information, okay? You just scroll down the page, scroll down a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, scroll down slowly.
Yeah.
Scroll it down more. Okay, do you see any option to register or something?
Register. Got how to log in, enter, how to reset password, how to enroll.
Okay, not an issue. Do a thing. Just scroll up the page a bit. And now you will get to see the two boxes. You will get to see the bar. Just scroll up the page. You will get to see the search bar. Look at the bottom. Can you see the search bar? It says loginbank.org. Give a tap on it. Now, at the bottom, do you see it says login-banking.org. Give a tap on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Now, make it empty.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, type over there, Heritage Bank. Put the name of your bank, Heritage Bank. Once you're done, please tell me, sir.
Yep.
Then leave a space.
Yep.
Then type register online banking. And can you just confirm this? Yes, leave a space after register and then type online banking. And can you just confirm me, sir, when was the last time you visited your bank?
Last week to pay a bill.
Alright, okay, not an issue. Okay, from right now, once you put the security, in future you don't have to go to your bank to do any kind of purchase or paying any bill, okay? You will be able to do each and everything from your own by sitting in your home, okay? Now tap on go.
Yep. Okay, it's got...
Now just scroll down the page a little bit. Okay. Scroll down the page. Okay, now wait. Scroll down more. Now wait, sir.
How to register for business internet banking? Right?
No, you just scroll up the page a little bit. Scroll up the page a little bit.
There's a registration for internet banking, personal account.
Yes, give a click on that one. Give a click on it.
Okay.
Now what can you see on your screen, please let me know.
For registration for internet banking, personal accounts, Heritage Bank.
Okay. What exactly you can see on your screen? Do you see anything to fill up?
It says member details, transferring funds, BPAY.
Just scroll down the page. Okay. Look at the left-hand side bottom corner, there is a blue back arrow. Give a touch on that.
Okay.
Now, scroll up the page. Now just wait, sir, don't do anything. Okay, we just got an update from the, just give me a moment, sir. I just got an update with the security officer. The hackers are trying to do some fraudulent payments, okay? Alright, now can you just confirm me, the bank account you're having with the Heritage, okay? You do have a debit card with that account, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, do a thing, no need to register at the moment, just come back to the home screen of your phone. Come back to the regular home page.
Yep.
Yes. Now we're gonna put a 3D security. Okay. I'll just do a thing. Just check all your regular apps. You will get to see the Zoho Customer Assist app. The green app. Just check all your apps.
Is it green and white? No.
You need to check for the green color app. It says Zoho Assist Customer.
No.
Just check all your regular apps, sir. The slide your screen. Can you see the green color app which we downloaded for you? Okay, you just open up the app store once again. Open up the app store.
Okay.
Yes, now what can you see on the app store?
To search games, app stories, and discover photos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that. Do you see the search bar? It says games, app stories, and more?
Yeah.
Yes. Type over there Zoho Assist Customer. Type there Zoho Assist Customer.
Assist Customer or space?
Yes. Zoho, then leave a space, Then type assist, A-S-S-I-S-T, assist, then leave a space, and then type customer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now tap on search. Now, do you see the green icon? It says customer app, Zoho Assist.
Customer app, live screen,
Yes, do you see the open option over there?
Yeah, it's got open there.
Yes, click on open.
And it goes to start open section.
Yes. Now, do you see any option? It says close session.
It says your technician has ended the session, exit.
Yes. Now click on close. Click on close on it.
On exit?
Yes, click on exit. Don't need to close down the app, okay? You need to stay on the app.
Okay.
Now what can you see on your screen?
Enter session key.
Okay, now I'm going to give you the new session. Just give me a moment. The ID is getting ready for you. It's 776, put it there, 776.
Yeah.
259.
Yeah.
422.
Yeah.
3.
Right, 776259.
Uh-huh.
422.
Uh-huh.
4223.
Exactly. Now click on join session.
Okay, it says all set, start session.
Yes. Click on start. Click on start broadcast.
Then just
Yes, you need to click on start broadcast. You don't need to click on screen broadcast. Give a click on start broadcast only.
Okay, done.
Now just wait. Alright, now click on the hazy background just like before. Click on the hazy background.
Yeah, allow remote.
Yes. Now check the blue, now first of all check in the blank checkbox. Check in that box and then click on allow.
Sorry, can you say that again?
There's a blank checkbox. You need to check in that box, then click on allow.
Report abuse.
Yes. There will be a blank checkbox. Check in that box, then click on allow access.
Yep. Then it's got start a conversation with your technician.
Yes. The server has verified. Now, just give me a moment. Now, what can you see on your screen? Please let me know, sir.
It says, thank you for joining eBay 3D Security. It's going to update us shortly.
All right. Now, just swipe up the page and come back to the home page where you can see all your regular apps.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Now, open up the Safari browser once again. Open up the Safari.
Yeah.
Now scroll to the top of your screen, sir, once. Scroll to the top of your screen.
Yeah.
All right. Now just give me a moment, sir. What I'm going to do, I'm simply going to transfer this call to the security officer of the anti-fraud department. He's going to give you the 3D security to all your information as well as your banking so that in future no one can compromise your details. All right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Now just stay on the line for a while. I will be transferring this call to the security officer. Just give me a moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, and thank you for your lovely time and patience. We make sure that you are not going to face any problems in future, okay? We're going to fix and send everything for you. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis from the Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
I do believe that you have talked to one of the previous colleagues from the eBay, was polite to you and tried to explain to you each and everything regarding this call.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. So the thing is that what we have just found, somebody has just tried to use your information and try to just simply purchase something or try to register it to the different various platforms such as eBay, such as PayPal, such as Zip. That is the thing where your information has been misused. So what we need to do, we need to protect all of your information and help you to protect the charges which has been made, because we have just put the red flag on that amount and the charges which we need to cancel. Understood?
Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, what we need to do, we need to just simply validate your information which has been getting used over there. And once we validate this, what will happen, the server will just simply verify your identity and verify the platform where your details has been misused so that we can cancel it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So I just simply want to ask you, as the previous colleague has just confirming you some of the things related to your Heritage Bank, so can you just tell me, like, you just only have one account from that Heritage Bank or more than one account?
I have a debit account and a credit account.
Okay, you have a debit account and a credit account. And the card which you are using, from which account it is connected? From your normal account?
Well,
yeah.
If I'm ordering things like over the internet, so I use my credit card.
Okay.
And
so you have both the credit card and both the debit card, correct?
That's right, yes.
Okay, no problem. So first of all, because you do online purchase from your credit card and from your debit card, so we need to verify the details and we are going to get to know on which platform your debit card and the credit card has been misused, okay? So you just click on at the very top. Can you see the magnifying glass called search?
Yeah,
press on the magnifying glass and delete that thing, whatever has been written down over there. Delete it.
Yeah.
Type in over there, W for whiskey, letter W.
Sorry?
W. W for water, yeah.
Yeah.
Then number 3. Then C for Charlie.
Yes.
Now, can you see any options coming up, W3C validator?
Yes.
Click on that, W3C validator.
Yes.
Now, can you see the very first option there, the W3C Markov Validation Service?
Yes.
Click on that, the W3C Markov Validation Service.
Yes.
Now, this is the Markov Validation Service where you just simply check or validate your information whether it will be protected or not. Once you put your information there and you just click on check, you will get to see the errors and the warnings messages. And you will get to know how many platform or how many times your information has been misused. So you just simply zoom in that page a little bit, okay?
Sorry, what was it last page?
Zoom in that page. Make that page bigger a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now look at the top. Can you see validate by direct input, something called validate by direct input?
Yes.
Click on that, validate by direct input.
Yes, done that.
Now, can you see a white big box has came up? It will be validating your personal information and your card so that we will get to know how many platform and wherever your details have been misused. So click on the white box. Click on the white box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now give a click on that, inside that white box, give a click on that white box.
Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, you just be handy with your debit card, sir, the card which you normally use. Be handy with the debit card.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, first of all, onto the debit card at the front side, can you see your full name over there? Your name has been written down. So put your full name. Put your full name. And if you have any middle name, you need to put your middle name either.
Oh, okay. Hang on a minute. I don't usually use that.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Now, once you put your full name, now can you see onto your keyboard there will be something called written at the right hand corner? Something has been written. Click on written. If you can see written has been written down.
No, I can't see. Can't see written.
Okay. At the right hand very bottom corner, sir. At the right hand side very bottom corner, onto your keyboard. Onto your keyboard. Can you see written? R-E-T-U-R.
Oh, yeah.
Press on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now look below that your name. Can you see on that debit card there will be a long digit number over there, like a 16 digit number?
No, I've got it.
It will be 16 digit number.
Yeah.
Put the long number. Put the long number there. Put the long number. Once you're done, do let me know.
Yep, done that.
Done that? Match that number. Yeah. Check if the details is correct or not.
5547971878444821. Yep.
Now, just press the return key from your keyboard one more time. Now, just below that long number, can you see the expiry date? Check the expiry date.
Yeah.
And put it there. Yeah, put it there.
Yes, done that.
Now, flip your card. Look at the back side of your card.
Yeah.
Yeah, first you click on return. Now look at the back side of your card, there will be three digit number. Can you see that?
Yes.
Put it there.
Yep, done that.
Yeah, now press on return.
Yep.
Now put your full address with the postcode. Now, once you're done, just do let me know.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay, just give me a moment. Now, once you're done, you just simply do one thing, and I'm just verifying your number, your mobile phone number, which is getting registered onto your Heritage Bank, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 04, then 0434, then 291, then 251. That number has been registered onto that Heritage?
Yeah.
Lovely, that's lovely. Now just give me a moment. So just below that, click on done, press on done, press on done.
Yeah.
Now once you press on done, now just zoom out that page. Make that page small little bit. Make that page small. And there will be something called check. Press on check. Press on check.
Yep.
Yeah. Now scroll down. Scroll down. Can you see? There will be a lots of warnings, errors onto your debit card. Can you see that? Three errors and warnings altogether you have on your debit card. So that means three times on the three different platforms, your debit card has been misused. And I just want to ask you one important thing. As you told me, as you told my colleague, the available balance on your statement you can see on your Heritage Bank was nearby 20,000, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. So it is connected to that debit card account or it is connected to that credit card account?
The 20,000 is the debit card, yeah.
Okay, the debit card account, lovely. So you just simply go to the top, and there will be a back arrow, left and top. Can you see at the left and very bottom, there will be a back arrow, left and very bottom? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where you put all of your details, click on that box and delete it. You have just already checked your debit card is not protected. So click on the white box.
Yeah.
Now delete all the details.
Or just wipe it out.
Yeah. And this time we need to verify your credit card. So you need to be handy with the credit card.
Yeah.
Now put the details on that credit card. The long number, first you, your name already verified. So you just put your name over. Yeah.
You have a name or
not? No, the name is not needed because it is verified. So you just put your long number. Yeah.
Yes, done that.
Yeah. Now press on return. Press on return.
Yeah.
Now put the expiry date. Put the expiry date.
Yes.
And flip the card. Press on return. Now put the three-digit number.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just want to ask you, it is the credit card or it is the different debit card?
This is the credit card.
And what is the limit of that credit card? Do you know what is the limit of that credit card?
8,000.
Sorry, what is that?
8,000.
Okay, okay. And have you withdraw anything?
No.
Okay, okay.
I don't withdraw money on that, no.
All right.
It's about 1,600 at the moment.
Okay. Like the limit has been just simply 1,600 has been used, or it is the balance has been remaining on that credit card 1,600.
Yeah, balance is 1,600.
Remaining.
Yeah. No, that's just what's used. Yes.
Okay. All right. So we got disconnected somehow. You just simply do one thing. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
Yeah.
And open that Assist Client. There will be an option called Assist Client.
Okay, what can you see on your screen?
Hang on, I'll just make it a bit smaller. This is validator W3.
Okay, alright. You just swipe up the page, come back to the home screen. Yes, come back to the home page.
Go right back?
Yes, go back. Are you back to the home screen?
Mark up validation service.
You just swipe up this page from the very bottom to up and come back to your regular home screen, sir. And open up the app store.
Okay, hang on. I've got glasses driven down my eyes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sir. And please get your glasses.
All right, so we're back to search.
Okay. Now, are you on the app store? Are you on the search?
On search, yes.
Yes, on the search type, there's Zoho Assist Customer, just like before you did.
Assist Customer?
Yes. Now, tap on search, and do you see the customer app, Zoho Assist?
Yes.
Yes, open it. Have you done that?
It's kind of App Store, Zoho Assist Remote
Not that one. The app which you installed. You need to open it. Do you see customer app, green icon?
In the session key.
Okay, now I'm going to give you the session key. Just wait. It's 201.
Yep.
243.
Yep.
4489.
Yep.
Confirm me the ID, sir.
201-243-4489.
Yes. Now tap on join session. Click on join session. Just like
enter session or join?
Yes, join. Click on join.
Okay, done.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you will get to see the option start broadcast. You need to tap on start broadcast.
Start session?
Yes, start session.
Yep.
Now okay. Click on start broadcast.
Yep.
Now just wait for a while. After clicking on start broadcast, you need to wait. Alright, now click on the hazy background just like before you did.
Yeah.
Yes. Now check in the blank checkbox and then click on allow.
Okay, done.
Now swipe up the page again and come back to the home screen.
Yeah.
Now, once you come back to the home screen, I want to just simply inform you as you just simply validate your cards. What has been we found? We have just found 3 or 4 platform where your card has been used, okay? So what we need to do, we need to active the security sensor onto the card so that we can just simply cancel all the transactions. So you just simply do one thing, sir. You just open up your camera.
Camera, yep.
Yeah. Now once you open up the camera, be handy with your debit card first. First you press on not now. Yeah. Now look at the front side. You need to do one thing. Remember all the 4 corners of the card needs to be visible, okay? And the light needs to be clear.
Yeah.
The light it needs to be clear.
Is that clear?
Rotate your card. Rotate your card. It is not coming clear. The shadow is coming on. Rotate it. You are putting the card, I guess, on 90 degrees. Rotate it 180 degrees. You did not need to spread it. Yeah. Now, just do one thing. Take the clear picture of the card. Take the clear picture of the card.
Yeah.
Now open that picture. Open that picture. At the left-hand corner, there will be the picture. Open that.
Yep.
Yeah. Once you open that picture.
Yep.
Yeah, just give me a moment. We need to just start the security on the car. Just give me a moment. And let me share. Once I just told you, then you need to just simply delete the picture, right? Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Let me just check the security. All right. And I'm just confirming the last four digits of the card which you use. The last four digits is 4021 or it's 9021, sir?
9021.
Okay. Because on that time you made a mistake. You just simply checked 4021. That's why.
Oh, okay.
That's why you made. I'm just confirming you the expiry date. 425. Is it the expiry date you can see? 0425?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now you just simply do, because the picture is not coming clear. Click on the delete picture. Click on the delete picture.
Yeah.
Press on delete. Yeah. Now you just open up the camera one more time. You need to open up the camera. Swipe the screen bottom to top. Swipe the screen bottom to top. Now, what you need to do, you are just taking the picture. Now put it on the white surface. And do not put the card straight. You need to put the card like in, rotate your card. Rotate the card towards left. Rotate the card. Yeah, now focus on the card. Focus on the card. Yeah. Now flip your card. The first side you have just simply scanned. Flip your card. Flip your card. Okay, now once you flip your card, take the picture.
Yes, and that.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Now be handy with the credit card.
Yeah.
Now focus on the front side of the debit card. Now do not shake your hand too much. Just give me a moment. Take the picture. Take the clear picture. Now just flip your card. Simply flip your card. Now once you flip your card, just take the backside picture. Now you simply do. You just delete all the pictures and go to your home screen. Delete all the pictures and go to your home screen. And let me start the security for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Okay, once you delete all the picture, please do let me know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have deleted the picture. So you just be with me for a while so that I can help you to just simply check each and everything. And open the Safari browser. Open the Safari browser.
Yep.
And if you see any of your details on that Safari browser, please delete all the details. Is your details has been removed from the Safari browser?
Just got mark up validation service.
Okay. That means you are just simply coming out from your validator. All right. So go to your home screen.
Yeah.
Yes. So you need to just be with me for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can take a glass of water for you. So we are just going to canceling the platform. There will be a possibility you will going to receive a bogus text message onto your mobile phone for canceling the charges. I'll let you know once you receive any message, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. In the meantime, if you want, you can take a glass of water or take a cup of tea for you, sir.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. And please open up the message box. Open up the message box.
Yeah.
Not the email. Your normal text message, where you receive the normal messages, which is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be on that page. Be on that page. There will be a possibility you got any messages or anything. Just be with me for a while. Give me a few minutes, sir. All right.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah. Now, check, do you receive any message?
No.
Onto your mobile phone?
No.
Okay, you haven't received any text message?
No.
Which number is registered, sir? Which number is registered onto your bank?
My bank.
Yeah, your Heritage Bank.
What, my account number?
No. Which mobile number is registered?
Oh, this one. 043429. Thank you.
Okay, close that page.
Yeah.
Okay. And. Now you just go to your home screen. And
you can see automatically the server is blocking.
Just give me a moment. Oh, we got disconnected. You just simply do one thing. You just simply open up that assist client application.
No.
Assist client. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen right to left. Right side to left side.
Yeah.
Open. Now swipe your screen right to left. There will be an assist client. Like that green icon, can you see? Just below that app library, there will be a green icon with a two diamond and a dot inside it. Yeah. Now just wait for a second. Yeah. So you just simply go to your home screen now. Go to your home screen. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Now, and you have the heritage application, sir, on your mobile phone. Who is using that heritage application?
No one.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Account lock. Now you are going to receive a message very shortly.
Okay.
Now wait for a second. Be with me. We are just waiting for the message for the cancellation.
Okay, while the time, what you need to do is just be in front of the computer. Log into your account on the computer.
Just give me a moment. Be with me for a while, sir.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Now, you just simply do one thing. We got disconnected somehow. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
Yeah.
And open that assist client where you see the two diamond and a dot, the green icon which you opened before, where you see intersection key. Yeah, open that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what you can see there? What you can see there?
A Gmail. And
okay, click on the X. Click on the X or click on the close. Click on the close.
Yeah.
Did
okay.
You, yeah.
Session key.
Yeah. I'm just providing you the session key. Just wait for a second. Now put the session number 834.
Yeah.
288.
Yeah.
Then 11. Then 15. Now read the number for me.
834-288-1115.
Correct. Now click on join. You know the options better. Click on join, then click on start session.
Yeah.
Now click on start broadcast.
Yeah.
Now what you can see now? Now tap on the hazy area. Tap on the hazy area at the back.
Yeah.
Now tick that box at the very bottom. I agree. Then press on allow. Yeah. Now wait for a second. Go to your home screen. And open up the text message.
No, nothing yet.
Okay, it will be coming up. Wait for a second. Give me some time, sir. Due to the network issues, it will be taking some time.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a moment. Actually, while we were just cancelling the charges from the credit card, so there will be some problem we are facing, and that's why.
Okay.
That's why it is not coming up the messages. And when was the last time you received any messages from the Heritage Bank? Have you ever received any messages?
No, not really. Because they're doing an amalgamation with another bank.
Just give me a moment. And we have just started the layer 1 protection onto your account. So most probably that security has been started and there will be 21% of the security has been installed successfully. Okay, no problem, sir. So what we have just simply found, that we have just simply tried to found that while we just try to canceling the things, it is not allowing us to cancel, okay? So you just simply do one thing, sir. We will try to cancel those things through the stores, all right? So just give me a moment. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Just give me a moment, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let me just check. Okay, you just go to your home screen. We will just try to register you. You just tap on that heritage application. What it is showing you, please do let me know. Tap on that heritage application.
There's nothing there.
Okay, not the message, not the message.
Okay.
All right.
Where you are on the eight?
Open the Safari.
Yeah.
And click on the back arrow at the left hand side, very bottom corner. Click on the back arrow.
Yeah.
Now where you see at the top W3C validator, give a click on that. W3C validator.
The markup validation service.
This one.
Which one?
Yeah. Click on the, no, at the very top on the search panel where you see the magnifying glass. Click on the W3C validator.
Yeah.
Now, delete that. And type the name of your bank, Heritage.
Put Heritage in.
Put Heritage in. Heritage Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Click on that Heritage. Wait for a second. Now what you need to do, you need to just give me a moment. Now look at the top, just above that sign in to Google. Click on the white space above that sign in.
Above the sign in?
Yeah.
Click where
you see result for Brisbane, Queensland, tap on that. Where Brisbane has been written down, tap on Brisbane. Click on the X. There will be the X sign. Click on the X.
It's got results for Brisbane.
Okay, click on Stay Sign Out. At the bottom, click on Stay Sign Out. Just give me a moment. Go to your home screen, sir. Now, just give me a moment. First, we are just going to canceling the charges. Let me just check. just be with me for a while. सब लोग बोलते हैं Very shortly, you are going to receive a message because we are just verifying the card sum, and whenever we are just trying to canceling the card, it is getting rejected. Yeah. Let me just check. Let me check. I'm just canceling those gift cards.
Yep.
Now I'm just verifying all the details. Now your first name will be Stuart, correct?
That's right.
And the last name will be Main, M-A-I-N.
Yes.
All right, lovely. And your address will be, it's 432 Longwood Street, Minyama, Queensland, Australia, 4575, correct?
Yes.
First of all, I'm just going to canceling the credit card charges. So there will be a probability that your credit card, you're going to receive any message. Wait for a second, there will be a possibility you are going to get the code right now. We are just waiting for that. Now check, sir, you have got any code onto your mobile phone. Now,
sorry, what was that?
Yeah, open that message, you got a code. Open that message.
Yes.
Now, can you see, just confirm me the code, 563058, correct? Is it correct, sir?
563058.
Yeah. So just give me a moment. Let me just helping you to cancel. Now wait. So congratulations, we have successfully cancelled. We have just successfully cancelled that charges. All right.
Okay. It's good.
So just give me a moment. Give me a moment. Yeah. Just be with me. We are just going to cancel the second charges. Okay?
Okay.
Be with me. So you just swipe your screen bottom to top. And open that assist client. That two diamonds.
Yeah.
And a dot, like a green. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, there.
Yes, and now what is showing it to you on the Zoho Assist?
It just says your session has been paused, end session or exit.
All right. You just do you see any option over there like stop broadcast or cancel over there, any option like that?
Sorry?
What is showing it to you over there?
It's got end session.
Yeah, just give a click on end session.
Yeah. No.
And now, all right. And now what is showing it to you?
It says exit.
Just give a click on exit.
Yeah, now it's gone back to on-demand remote support.
Yes. All right. And now you just open up that Zoho Assist once again.
Which one?
That Zoho Assist application. Just open it up.
Hang on, I'm lost now.
All right, take it down and open it up. And now it's asking for the session ID.
Hang on a minute. Am I still in that green box? I've got on demand remote support. Do I close that?
Yes, close that.
Okay, so enter session key.
Yeah, type down the ID number. It's 199.
Sorry?
199.
199.
4274. Now, like you did last, you need to click on the positive option like you did.
Yes. And it's got start session.
Yes, click on start session.
Start broadcast.
Now, where do you see the hazy at the background like you did? Allow.
Yep.
Allow. Yes. Now, minimize the page and go back to your home screen. Now, just hold for a moment. Just be online with me, okay? My previous colleague will help you out, okay? Okay, now just hold for a moment. You need to be online. We have started the security, so just hold for a moment, okay? You need to be online. We have already canceled one of the charges right now. We are going for the next charges to cancel it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now you need to open up the messages once again. Try to open up the messages.
Yeah.
Go back. At the left top corner, there will be arrow pointing backwards. Swipe the page, go back to your home screen. Swipe the page and go back to your home screen. Okay, just hold for a moment. We are trying to block the other payments, but right now it is setting some time. We just hold for a moment.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. We have just cancelled the charges which has been made from the credit card, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and help you to protect your information, each and everything. So, just tell me one important thing, Sylvan. How far is your branch from your home?
As far as my car.
No, your branch. Your Heritage Bank.
Oh. Couple of kilometers. 5 minutes.
Five minutes. Right.
Yeah.
So let me just tell you what is happening, okay? Let me just help you. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Now, what we have just simply found as we have just cancelling the charges. Now, the most important thing, we have just got those hackers are trying to stealing all of the information which we need to block. And they are inside your heritage account. And we need to block all the IP addresses one by one so that we can go ahead and help you to protect your account. Okay. So, normally, what you need to do, you need to just visit your branch. We are just making a trap for those people. All right. So what will happen once we just simply helping you, they will be getting anxious, they will be getting angry, and at the same point of time, we will be able to catch them and put them behind the bars. So what you need to do, you need to visit your branch, and you need to withdraw some funds. All right. You need to withdraw some cash and come back to the home. All right. So what will happen? Once you withdraw some funds from your account, because you don't have any online account, and that is the problem. That is the problem. Those people are just simply trying to get inside your account, and you're not getting any security things related to that. Have you ever tried to simply use the online banking from the Heritage?
No.
You never ever registered yourself from the Heritage, correct?
No. That's right.
Yeah, so in the meantime, what you need to do, you need to go to the Heritage Bank and you need to withdraw some funds, all right? So once you withdraw some funds and come back to the home, the hackers who are inside the account, they will just get to see that you have just withdrawn some funds. And they will just simply getting activated inside your account and try to look what is happening. And then we are just going to provide a security onto your account so that we can catch them and put them behind the bars. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what the amount needs to be withdrawn, suppose how much you have, you just told me, so you have 20,000, right?
Yeah.
So you need to just withdraw 10,000, all right? So once you just withdraw, so there will be some security questions the bank will ask you, like if they will going to ask you what is the reason behind you are just withdrawing the funds, or did somebody guiding you, what is the reason? So you need to just tell them, no, I'm just simply withdrawing my funds. There will be a home renovation in my place. I need to just simply renovate my home, and that is the reason I need to just simply withdraw some funds. And that's why I need to withdraw $10,000. So once you just withdraw it, you need to come back to the home, and I'll just giving you a call back so that you will just confirm, yes, I have withdrawn the funds, and then I will just simply help you to start the security procedure for you. Understand?
Yeah.
Did you got my point?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the meantime, if they're going to ask you related to any security things, you did not need to tell them any of the security things, because if you are going to explain any security things, the hackers who are inside your account, they will get to know, and they will just run away from the account, all right, and we are not able to protect your information, or we are not able to do anything for you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So once you're just ready to leave to the bank, please do let me know.
Okay, I'll go now.
Okay. So you did not need to hang up the call. You just simply put me, on speaker. I just put you on hold. So you're just ready to go, and once you're ready to leave your home towards the branch, you just do let me know, okay?
Okay,
yeah, and while you're just entering onto the bank, you are not allowed to talk to me, all right?
Yeah.
And when you're going to withdraw the funds, you need to tell them any personal reason that for the home renovation, I want some funds. They will just verify some of the security things. So you need to just tell them, but do not disclose any security things that we are just helping you, or we are just blocking the things, or we have just simply guided you to this or to do that. Otherwise, they are going to lock your account, lock your credit card, and we are not going to help you to protect your phone or protect or to cancel those things. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you're ready to leave, please do let me know.
Okay, I'm leaving now.
Yeah. I'm putting you on hold. Do not hang up the call, okay?
Okay.
Medical advice? So Christmas is a party mix. Saturday night, 7 on Sunshine FM. You could very well end up doing that shit.
Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So you told me that you do not have any online account, but we got an alert regarding that you have the online account from the Heritage. So you did not need to go to the bank, because that is the same thing. Come back to the home. Come back to the home, sir. Yeah, come back to the home.
Okay.
Because I asked you thousands of times, like, do you have any online account?
Well, I didn't realize it.
You did realize it right now. So come back to your home. Come back to your home. All right. Once you come back to your home, please do let me know, sir.
Yeah, okay. It'll be a couple of 2 minutes.
Okay. So, do one thing, sir. You log out from your bank first. You log out from your bank. Okay?
Well, I
cannot hear you, sir.
I don't even know what my login code is.
No. You just go to your home screen.
Yeah, that's not good.
And please open that assist client that we got disconnected. Open that assist client. Now once you open that assist client, you need to click on close. Close. And once you see that enter session key, just do let me know. Do you see anything like enter session key?
I'm in the car at the moment, mate. Hang on.
Okay. That's the silly mistake you have made, sir. I have asked you thousands of times. Because if you told me on that moment, you have the online banking, so we can start the security process. Are you in the home screen?
Just about turning the corner.
Okay. And how far you are from the home?
About 500 yards.
500 yards, lovely. So first you just simply do one thing. You go onto your home screen, open that assist client, that green diamond and a dot inside it. And once you see enter session key, please do let me know. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Did you open that? Yeah.
Did
you open? Okay, take your time. Yeah.
Okay. But,
now,
we've got on-demand report, remote support.
Yeah, click on close. Click on close or X sign. Click on close or the X sign.
And the session key.
Yeah. Now, I'm just providing you the session key. So put the session key 181.
Yeah.
241.
Yeah.
7495.
181-241-7495.
Correct. Now click on join session or join, then start session, then start broadcast, and the hazy side. Do the same way. Now tap on the hazy side. Now at the very bottom there will be a tick mark box. Tick that box and allow access. Tap on allow access.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now what you can see?
Start
tick that. Yeah, correct. Now go to your home screen. Go to your home screen.
Yeah.
Now, once you go to your home screen, log into your Heritage account. Log into your Heritage bank first. Now, log into your Heritage bank.
Hang on a minute.
Take your time. I do not.
Okay, it's got password.
Yeah, put your password. Put your password.
I don't know what it is. I can only guess.
Yeah, try to put it. Try to put it. and you don't remember your 4-digit PIN. You have logged in successfully, I guess. You have logged in successfully, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, once you logged in successfully onto your account, so you simply do one thing. Look, and do you know what is the daily limit of your account? What is the daily limit?
No, I don't know.
Okay, look at the left-hand side top corner. There are three straight lines. Give a click on the three straight line.
Yeah.
Now, check, there will be an option called settings. Can you see any settings? Press on settings.
Hang on a minute.
Click on settings.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and do you know what is the daily limit of your account? Daily limit?
No, I don't.
Okay, click on the back arrow. Click on the back arrow at the top, left and top corner, back arrow.
Yeah.
Now click on the three straight line. Click on the three straight line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now once you click on the three straight line, now let me just check. Scroll down the page, scroll down the page. And check over there any options, daily payment limit or anything like that. Daily payment limit.
No, nothing there.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. Now let me just check, help you to just simply check. Okay, so you remember your password. So first you write down the password of your Heritage Bank in a piece of paper.
Yeah, sure enough.
Yeah. And please log out from your account.
Log on?
Log out.
Oh, log out.
Okay. So just log out. Let me just check. And you are not able to remember. Let me just check. Give me a moment. Now, while we just simply enabling the security onto your Heritage account, we have just found there are 7 foreign IP address inside your account, okay? And what those people are do, they are just blocking our security, okay? So for that reason, in the meantime, what we are going to do, we are just going to generate an electronic account which has been generated by our NCA department from the anti-fraud department. So once we just make a dummy transfer onto that account, what will happen? The hackers who are inside your pensioner account, they will be active and they are going to block our electronic account, which we are going to add onto your account. And at the same point of time, when they are being active and they are going to block our account, they will get inside our trap and we will get their IP details completely. Understand my point?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the simple thing I want to explain to you. Suppose we need to catch big fishes inside the river. What we normally do? We go to the river side. We just simply attach some food onto the stick and then we throw it onto the water. So once those big fishes will see those foods inside the water, they will just simply go ahead and try to just eat those foods. And at the same point of time, they will be get inside the net. Understand?
Yeah.
So that is the same way. We have successfully generated that account and we need to just simply help you to just simply cancel those things. So can you see, at first you log into your account, sir? First you log into your account?
Yeah.
Yeah. Click on login. Okay, now click on move money. Can you see the option move money? First you put your password.
My phone's dying.
You connect your mobile phone to the charger. Connect your mobile phone to the charger.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't.
First, you connect your mobile phone to the charge. Where is the charger, sir? Where is the charger?
The charger is not here.
Try to find the charger.